bat last night. Zach Vuletich. Okay, you want to know what Vuletich has done? Since he started out 0 for 10, he's 21 of his past 52, hitting .404 since that start. Carlos Contreras, who said to me in the runway while Joe was up here taking care of the analytics guys, I talk to players, Joe. It just kind of feels it's better on the broadcast. I mean, the ball's tap foul. Do I care what the exit velocity is? Not really.
You got to make sure it's there.
I know. Carlos said, I feel good tonight, ready to hit. Well, he'll be hitting third tonight and playing left field, hitting .333. Braden Blackford will be at third base hitting cleanup. Josh Leschly at shortstop hitting fifth. Brendan Dorigi in right field. He'll hit sixth. He drove in a run last night. Luis Avila's 5 home runs tied with Blackford for the league lead behind the plate. Logan Mathieu at first base will bat eighth. Ryan Gardino will be at the DH spot and bat ninth with Xander Lovin on the mound. Lovin making his 14th appearance, his second start to go with the one he made at Bowman Field. This will be his first Medler Field Lebronto Park start. 28 and a third for him to this point. And he's cut down on the number of hits. And he's now struck out 22 and walked 10 to this point. So he's getting closer and closer to that 2.5-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio. And Lovin has done a good job on the mound in the last, I'd say, 3 weeks plus for the Spikes. And maybe I'd say 3.5 weeks. Four-seam fastball for Xander, curveball, slider, and also throws a split. Umpires meeting at home plate. David Carpenter, the former Spike, trying not to get distracted by the scoreboard. I have no words.
I think that matches the end of the video.
Okay. I understand with the Lieutenant Governor you're trying to make a good impression. Why wasn't that screened first?
He wanted to give the full experience.
Why couldn't he work Saturday? I'm trying to advance the club here, Joe, okay? Spikes are wearing their reds on this Friday night with the gold trim, blue caps, white pants, blue stripe down the pants. And West Virginia tonight wearing their black jerseys with the gray pants. And the black hats. Some reason I feel like I'll be talking about West Virginia a lot in 2 weeks.
I wonder why that would be.
What do we mean?
Two weeks from tomorrow. It's not like West Virginia is going to be in anything of any importance around here, is it?
110,000 people. Maybe 3,000 are yours. And even in the fourth quarter, they'll be reluctant.
Yes.
So what did you think about this? I came here for the tailgating. Yeah, I thought so. All right, Rodney Martin is our outstanding public address announcer.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able, and we kindly request that you remove your caps as we honor our great nation with the playing of our national anthem.
the Grange Fair Orchestra with the playing of our national anthem. And we'll come back with the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's Bucko Mania Night tonight at Mettler Field. The State College Spikes face West Virginia at 6:35, and the Spikes MLB Community Ally Program partners, the Pittsburgh Pirates, will be part of all the fun. The Pirate Parrot will be on hand at the ballpark, plus the Pittsburgh Pierogies for a special pierogi race, and the Bucko Brigade, plus more special guests. And don't forget the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Mettler Field Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Mettler Field, Lebrano Park, and a sterling evening for baseball. Xander Levin going through his final warm-ups. He will have Logan Matthew at first, Zach Vuletich at second, Josh Leslie at short, Braden Blackford at third, Carlos Contreras in left, Peyton Harden in center, Brendan Dorigi in right, and Luis Aviles behind the plate. The umpires, Stephen Oakes behind the plate, Vincenzo Mariani will be down at first, and Don Goller, the umpire, down at third. So let's see what the Spikes can do, trying to get through the next three games. They've got the first-place team at home. This will be the final meeting between the two this season. And let's face it, from a competitive point of view, look, we're going to have all the fun we can over the next 2 weeks. It's going to be a blast here.
Absolutely.
For the next 2 weeks. We've got home games and promotions and bobbleheads and fireworks and everything. But from a competitive point of view, sweeping this series would be imperative. Step one is tonight. And the opening pitch of the game brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. So leading it off is Blaine McIntosh, batting from the left side and bunts it down the third baseline and fouls. 71 degrees and beautiful clear skies at game time on this Friday night as the first pitch flew at 6:35. McIntosh at 241. One home run, 13 knocked in, two doubles, two triples, and a mediocre opening bunt. And the pitch. Mr. Walker, always a pleasure.
Indeed.
What did we do wrong this time?
No, he's came in. The first time he's had to break out the pants in a while. Stylish though they are, it's a little cooler temperature.
Walker,
a little bit cooler.
Walker can pull off any look.
He can. He really can.
1-1, and squared the punt, missed it. I, on the other hand, am really perfectly attired, as always, for radio. One and two, the count on McIntosh. Levin looks in. Sunshine right in his face. That shadow is right at his feet. The pitch. That's fouled third base side. That'll drift out of play over the Geisinger kid zone. It's 1-2. So tomorrow, the 25th anniversary of the LeVar Leap against Illinois will be celebrated with the LeVar Leap bobblehead. First 1,000 fans get that. And you get to sit on the field and enjoy fireworks. Swing, and he fouled it off. Just got a piece.
Absolutely. What a combination that is. Still time to join us here at the ballpark. The sounds of 1998 will also fill the air at Mettler Field, Lebrano Park, when the fireworks are filling the skies over Happy Valley. So
love it.
Salute to 1998 all the way around. Of course, LeVar inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Last year.
Yes, indeed. And it's a pretty good one. Also depicts him in midair, supported by those double ones that have become a trademark. He's, of course, a cornerstone of that, a cornerstone of linebacker U.
1-2. That's tap foul. He tapped it off his front foot. Still 1-2. On this 71-degree night, the wind is blowing to right, and it's blowing 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting at times to 25. Haze down the mountain range. Been hazy all afternoon here. It's not smoke, it's haze.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows, we always have to make that distinction in field these days. The pitch. That's rolled on the ground. Foul. First base side. Lovin has done a heck of a job out on the mound. We talked about what he's done over the last 8 appearances. The 14 innings been terrific. Against Frederick, he went an inning and a third his last time out in relief. And away with a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Avila sought to complete the strikeout at first and does. Taking the governor's advice, he kept it high. The lieutenant governor's advice. And that first strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Offering clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our great team at MountainIndy.org.
By the way, Lieutenant Governor also scheduled to join us over here in the booth here in a couple of innings or so.
That's great. What are we going to do? Low and outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. The count to Patrick Lee. Lee comes in at 285. Home run, 17 knocked in. 4 doubles, but 3 triples on the year for Patrick Lee. And the delivery. Swing and a miss. 1 ball and 1 strike. The count on Lee. Lee out of Moss Point, Mississippi. Played his college baseball at William Carey College, known to the locals there as Bill. 1-1 the count. What? 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Hit in the air, center field, playable for Harden. Goes back, edge of the track, looks up, and that ball keeps carrying and is gone. Patrick Lee with the home run to right center field. It kept carrying in the wind. That was a wind-blown home run. His second of the year. 412 feet, but the wind blowing about 10 to 15 to right, and that ball kept carrying to right. And it looked like off the bat it was going to be one that on the warning track you'd get, but it kept going, and it's 1-0.
Yep, it might have been wind-assisted, but it's a solo home run nevertheless. No distinctions in these record books. Just the elements.
That's my favorite. One of my favorite analytics in Major League Baseball. Get to that in a second. The pitch. Checked it. That's a strike to Anthony Hansen. Hansen, who's picked up his career since his group broke up. No, I'm just kidding. 260 with 3 home runs, 17 knocked in with 8 doubles.
Speaking of sounds of 98.
There you go. And a wave and a miss. It's 0-2. I always love when they get, that would only have been a home run in 8 out of 30 parks. I'm sitting there going, but it's a home run in this park. It's like, who cares? I mean, like, it's one of the dumbest things I hear. Looped. Shortstop, Leslie, behind the bag, puts it away. 2 outs. That would only be a home run in 8 out of 30 parks. So?
to run, there are multiple runs here.
Would you like us to move there? What do you want? Idiotic. And then to actually sit there and say it. You know, it's like, have some common sense. I know you're trying to fill time, but come on. You flunked my broadcasting class in a minute. Dropped in for a strike. It's 0-1. You're like, what are you saying something dumb like that for? Who cares? Just because they hand you a card? 0-1 the count. Lovin delivers. Outside, Avila's tried to bring it back. It's 1-1.
Although Charlie Finley, when he took over the Kansas City A's, he did that because they had been basically a pipeline to the Yankees. So he would say whenever there's a fly ball that was more than 250 feet, but in play, he'd say that would have been a homer in Yankee Stadium.
Blackburn on the slow roller to third. Throws him out. Good play by Braden to end the inning. They get a run on the home run by Lee. And at the end of a half inning, West Virginia 1, State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
U.S. Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad,
You're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at Geisinger.org.
We work our way to the bottom half of the first inning. And Trey Cruz on the mound, the 6'4", 220-pound left-hander out of El Rico, Florida, had been pitching with Johnson City in the Appalachian League and is now with West Virginia. And with West Virginia, he has pitched well to this point. He's making his third start, 1-0 with a 1.86 ERA. Not bulletproof, though. 9 2/3, 12 hits. That's too many for the 9 2/3. Four runs, two of them earned. He's walked eight, though, struck out seven, so more walks than strikeouts than opposing hitters, 300 against him. But the left-hander, whom the Spikes have not faced before, is on the mound here to face Peyton Harden. Harden pinch hit in yesterday's game, going 0-for-1, overall 333 with no home runs, 10 knocked in with 11 doubles and a triple and 17 stolen bases. He has scored 30 runs this year. Up on the grass at third is Voorhees, and that's outside corner for a strike. Tim Battle coaching down at third, and Jesus Azuaje down at first. Pitch to Harden. Outside corner for a strike. That looks like the Little League World Series strike zone. 0-2 the count. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. And that it does tie in the pitch. Way outside, 1-2. So it's been a big campaign on Twitter all summer long to tweet out pitches that are missed behind home plate.
Yeah.
It's been also, it's like a campaign. I swear to you it's a campaign, the way they're doing it. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. So they show the strike three call and the 3-2 pitch to Justin Turner in the Nationals-Red Sox game.
Yeah.
All right. And they also showed a Little League World Series one. It's like, come on. Right. Strike three call. Good pitch out of Reg that time. One out. That'll bring Zach Vuletich to the plate at 339. No home runs, 8 knocked in with 5 doubles, 7 stolen bases. He's 4-0-4 since an 0-for-10 start. 2-for-4 yesterday, or excuse me, on Sunday with Trenton. Or it was last night with Trent with a run scored, 2 stolen bases. So they have this thing called the Internet. Have you heard of it?
I think so.
You can look stuff up. Yeah.
Internet.
So the home plate umpire, swing and a miss by Vuletich, it's 0-1. In the Nationals-Red Sox game, in the pitch they made a big deal out of it. Is it the right call? No, he missed. It's outside. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Had a 94% rating. On 294 pitches, Joe. There are 294 pitches in the game. He got 182 of them right. I mean, you got 282 of them right.
Yeah.
282 pitches right. Inside corner for a strike, it's 1-2. 94%. Right? All the bots that tweeted at once couldn't get the 14 right. I sit there and I say, I'm amazed by this stuff. 1-2. That's fouled right over our heads below the booth, Joe. Come on. You could have caught that.
That was to the left.
To the left.
I lost it in the lights.
To the in the lights. It's the sun's behind us. Why didn't you say you wanted to make sure the kids got the ball?
That's right, Steve. I wanted the kids to get the ball. You're absolutely right.
It's that kind of heart that separates you. 2-2 the count. 1-0 West Virginia. And the pitch. That is fouled to our right. Joe has no chance at that one. Out of play, it's 2-2. But Joe also wanted the kids to get that one, too.
I did.
You didn't even make a move for it. But again, 94%.
Yeah.
Right? And we got a screenshot. Well, goody whoopty for you. I'm happy for you. Right? If you could do his job, go ahead. The pitch. It's fouled back by Vuletic. It's still 2-2.
That's the thing. In AAA now, they have the appeal process for certain balls and strikes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the human element's always, I think, going to be part of the game, especially balls and strikes. You talk to baseball people, they're split on it.
That is cranked into left center field by Vuletic. That's going to go to the nook, and it'll bang around the wall. He's got a chance for three around second, on his way to third. Throw to third. There will not be a throw. Zach Vuletic to the nook, triples, and the Spikes are in business here in the bottom of the first inning.
Well, Zach Vuletic has his recorded his eighth multi-hit game of the season last night in Trenton. By the way, entering tonight, he had played 18 of them for the Spikes. He is on a tear. MLB Draft League Player of the Week honors. And after a brief hiccup and 0 for on Wednesday, he's right back in gear. He could very well be in contention for another weekly award.
Outside for a ball to Contreras. Carlos homered yesterday. Now hitting .333, home run 26 knocked in with 10 doubles and a triple. Chance to bring home Vuletic to tie the game. Outside for ball, 2-0 the count to Contreras. Up at the corners, middle infield back. Vuletic off to his walking lead at third with one out, 2-0. Outside, 3-0 to Carlos.
And here's a guy who really has got his power stroke going now. First home run of the season last night in Trenton.
10 doubles, a triple, and a homer now. 12 extra base hits out of 42. And he walks on four pitches. First and third with one out. And that will bring Blackford to the plate. Blackford knocked in a run yesterday, went 1-for-4. Now hitting .296 with 5 home runs and 24 knocked in with 9 doubles, a triple. Oh, Blackford. Open stance, left-handed box, the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball that time from Cruz. That one came in at 86. It's 0-1. Nice crowd in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion tonight. Cruz, the lefty, deals. Blackford takes it high at the letters. It's 1-1. With slider again that time, it's 1-1.
Now, they're, I'm sure, listening intently to our broadcast. Department of Communication, Arts, and Sciences out there tonight.
Great group. Great to have them here. Thanks for being a part of the family being here tonight. That's a strike. It's 1-2 to Blackford. Looks back at umpire Stephen Oakes. One of the pierogies is sitting down below us. He's blocking the view. 1-2 the count. Set and the pitch. Up high, level at 2-2.
By the way, the pierogi race is coming to Medler Field. Lebrano Park will be in the middle of the fifth inning tonight.
Nice. Love it. That's great. 2-2 the count, the pitch. That is in the air, center field. That'll score a run. Makes the catch, fires to the plate. Vuletic scores with relative ease. Game tied at 1. The Spikes immediately respond after the home run by Lee.
And that's what they've been wanting to do this year. Whenever the opposition gets on the board, more often than not, the Spikes follow right back up the very next half inning with a flurry of their own.
RBI 25 for Braden Blackford. And here's Josh Leslie. Shortstop went 1-for-4 last time with a run scored, hitting .338 to lead the club with 2 home runs, 15 knocked in, and 8 doubles. So Contreras on first. It's in there for strike. Good breaking ball. It's 0-1. As the Pirate Parrot leads the cheers behind the Spikes dugout. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. It's inside corner. Good pitch. That, there's no way Leslie could do anything with that pitch. No way. That pitch was that good on the inner edge that time. 0-2. Contreras short lead at first with two outs. And the pitch. Leslie, it's in the dirt. 1-2 the count. So the sacrifice fly by Braden Blackford. That is his third sack fly of the season.
Spikes is a team now with 21 sacrifice flies in the second half.
Center field, but Ridley is there, puts it away in right center, and the inning is over. But the Spikes come right back, get a run on a hit, leave one, end a one. 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Loblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Loblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com. Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Xander Lovin back to work. He gave up a home run to Patrick Lee in the first inning, and guess what? His buddy's got the run back in the bottom half of the first. We go to the top of the second in a 1-1 game. Bobby Leda to be followed by Tyler Dellerman and Noah Lucier. Leda comes to the plate at 328. Three home runs, 27 knocked in with five doubles and a triple. That is a strike. Fourth first pitch strike from Xander Lovin. Later, the shortstop out of Richmond, Texas. Went to William and Carey College. Oh, excuse me, Lede, I should say. And the pitch to Lede bounced in, backhanded that time by Luis Aviles. And it's great to see Luis back in the lineup. They eased him back in as the DH. Now he's back behind the plate. 1-1 here in the top of the second. And Lede waits. And the pitch. At his line to left field, that's a base hit. See why he's hitting 328. Contreras goes to one knee. Fields picks it up, throws it back into Leslie. It's a leadoff single to left. Tyler Dellerman to the plate. Dellerman's the DH tonight, hitting 257 with four home runs, 22 knocked in, and four doubles. He's also wrapped into five double plays.
Interesting that Bobby Lede at first, his last name spelled L-A-D-A. Pitcher for the Black Bears, Nathan Made, M-A-D-E-J, but they rhyme.
Well, watch out for Lede. 21 of 23 in stolen bases. So everybody better be on their toes here as he gets out to that lead at first. Lovin goes set. Throw to first, dives back, no tag by Logan. You can take some chances. You got Logan Mathieu over there. He will 9.8 times out of 10 bail you out if it's a bad throw.
Absolutely. Stellar defensive first baseman.
Lede leaning but not going. Outside corner for a strike. Good breaking ball that time. Good curveball from Lovin. 0-1 the count. 1-1 top of the second. Lede on first with nobody out.
And that's fearlessness from Xander Lovin and Luis Aviles, throwing a curveball knowing a stolen base threat is out there on the very first pitch.
Lede, decent lead at first, stays low and outside. 1-1 the count. You get the sense Lede's trying to get a feel for Lovin and his move to the plate. So now he's seen the move to the plate twice. Does that mean it's go time? Middle infield is at double play depth. And we mentioned Dellerman's already grounded into five. Throw to first, gets back. That was smart by Xander that time. No tag, doesn't matter. just tells him, I know you're there, and I'm anticipating you're going here.
Keeping him close. And, of course, Xander can rip a throw over there. Catch Lede leaning the wrong way.
Well, to be honest with you, Aviles can too.
Mm-hmm.
The pitch. It's outside for a ball. No, that's a strike. 1-2 the count. 1-2. See, this is where Lede has to be careful. With a first baseman like Matthew, he can take a chance, especially with a right-handed hitter up in an open alley to first.
Absolutely.
1-2 the count. Set. Lede short lead at first. And the pitch. That's fouled. First base side toward the parking lot and out of play. One ball and two strikes. The count to Dellerman. Dellerman, the DH tonight, is actually one of the backup catchers out of the University of Charleston, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He's 23 years of age. There goes Lede, pitches a ball, throw to second, sweep tag. Got him! That's only the third time he's been thrown out trying to steal this season. He's now 21-24. That was pitcher and catcher in complete sync there. Pitch was a ball, and Lede is thrown out for only the third time in 24 attempts. 2-2 the count now on Dellerman. So Lovin delivers. That is looped into left field. That will fall for a base hit. How big was that throw by Aviles? And the Lieutenant Governor, Austin Davis, now joins us. It's comforting for me. We finally have somebody in that seat that knows baseball. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, I think he was doing a good job. And I would certainly say that I'm nowhere near an expert as yet. We try.
We can't have fun up here. You can't have fun. Now, this is the McDonald's strikeout guy. So there's an added incentive here to strike him out because everybody here will get Big Macs if he does.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, who doesn't love a Big Mac?
And not only that, I mean, I know you have a ticket. You're eligible. So's your staff.
Yeah, we're going to take Big Macs for the road.
Here we go. Well, you got to strike him out first. 1-0 count. Lovin goes set. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch. It's on the ground to second. Vuletic shuffles one to Leslie. On to first. Double play. 4-6-3 to end the inning. Well, that does it, Lieutenant Governor. Thanks so much. No. Why don't you stick around for the bottom half here? Okay. That's the end of an inning and a half. He's done right now.
I brought bad luck to the booth, I guess.
No, you didn't. That's a double play for the Spikes. You're good. You brought great luck. We're glad you're spec. Stick around for the rest of the game.
That's funny.
Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We work our way now to the bottom half of the second inning and a 1-1 game. Trey Cruz back on the mound. He'll face Brendan Dorigi, followed by Luis Aviles and Logan Matthew. 6, 7, and 8 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom half of the second inning, and the Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis with us, and the catcher, Harold Torres, took your advice and threw it high into center.
He did. It was a lot smoother than what I did, but he did take
it. I liked what you did.
There's still a little bit of practice. Okay. Don't ask me to repeat it. But.
Okay. So I had to throw out an opening pitch in Williamsport a couple of weeks ago. It was Penn State night. It wasn't Pitt night. It was Penn State night. Okay. And so I threw the same pitch you did.
Really?
Yeah, except I'm left-handed.
Yeah, you're left-handed.
Right, so mine was like, okay. Pitches a ball, one ball, and no strikes to Brennan Dorigi. And lefty-on-lefty matchup, the pitch. It's outside. It's 2-0. Dorigi last night went 1-for-4, hitting .282, three home runs, 27 knocked in with 10 doubles and a triple. How relaxing is it for you? Like, you've got a lot of work to do in Harrisburg. Working around, say, how relaxing is a night like this? Even though there's some work to do, how relaxing is
this? Oh, it's extremely relaxing. You know, the best part of my job is getting out and connecting with everyday Pennsylvanians. It's not in the chaos that happens in Harrisburg every day. It's being out here with everyday folks who are just trying to enjoy themselves. This is the best part of my job.
Dorigi walks, so a leadoff walk for the Spikes. That'll bring Luis Aviles, the catcher, to the plate. Did not play last night. Wednesday went 1-for-3 against Trent. Was hit by a pitch, scored a run, hitting .265, a league-leading 5 home runs, but 10 runs knocked in. The 5 home runs have all been solo homers this year. Inside and low for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. As you go around, you talk to a lot of people, and I know you're a great listener. What do you learn along the way?
You know,
you probably learn more pros than cons.
It depends on the day.
Sure.
But you know, I certainly learned that Pennsylvanians really all want the same things. They want opportunity to join the middle class and live the American dream. They want to make sure their kids can go to good schools and get a good education, and they want to make sure their communities are safe. I think the most surprising fact is that no matter where I'm at, those are the three core things that every person's worried about.
That's great. 1-1 the count, the pitch, and Aviles hits it high in the air, down the line to left, at the pole, fair or foul, and it is foul.
It was just over the line.
Yeah, exactly. And that went deep into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion that time. It went 357 feet. We have an iPad that tells me. I'm not that good.
I believe you know every angle of the field. Precise footage.
That's right. It's the kind of confidence he has in me. The pitch. It's on the ground. It's short. Could be two. Throws one. On to first. Double play. 6-4-3. And two outs. That'll bring Belfont's own Logan Matthew to the plate. We have a Lieutenant Governor in the booth, and we have a guy from the hometown of 7 governors.
Oh, yeah.
At the plate. Matthew with 2 home runs, 11 knocked in, 3 doubles, scored 11 runs. He's also walked 18 times this year. The big man from Belfont will swing the bat here. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. What can you say about your staff? You brought a lot of your staff with you to the game tonight. What can you say about them and what they mean to the work you do?
You know what? I wouldn't be able to do the work that I do without a good staff. And, you know, I'm truly blessed that I believe I have the best staff in Harrisburg. They keep me moving.
Yeah.
They keep us functioning. And they do a lot of good work, not just for me, but for the citizens of Pennsylvania, making sure that we're helping to get an agenda enacted that helps working class folks. So, you know, I could not be more thankful for their service to me and to the Commonwealth.
Wave and a miss, strike three, and ends the inning. But we'll end with this with you. How important is it for you and Governor Shapiro to wake up every day figuring out some way you can make a difference for all these wonderful people down here that you're trying to serve?
You know, it's critical because every day, I know it may not seem like it, but what you described is what we try to do every single day to make somebody here in Pennsylvania's life a little bit better. And I think we've had tremendous progress in our first 7 months in office, but we still got a lot of work to do. And I know if we take off our red jerseys and our blue jerseys and put on the Pennsylvania jersey, we'll be able to bring people together and get big things done again.
Well, that Pennsylvania jersey, by the way, is the best jersey in the country.
Absolutely.
All right?
Absolutely. Thanks for having
me. Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis, it's been a privilege.
Privilege. Thanks for
having
me.
Thanks so much.
Look forward to coming back.
1-1. We go to the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, we work our way to the top half of the third inning in a 1-1 game. It'll be Harold Torres, Cam Ridley, and Blaine McIntosh, 8-9-1 in the order for West Virginia. Foul first base side, clears the roof and out of play to Harold Torres. Our thanks to the Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis for the time he gave us in the pregame and for joining us in the bottom of the second inning. Actually, he joined us in the top half of the first inning as well.
Yep.
And that's a lot of time to give us, and we greatly appreciate it. That's on the ground. Right field, base hit. So a leadoff single to right for Torres. Here's Cam Ridley to the plate. Ridley at 217, no home runs, 12 knocked in with three doubles and a triple. Spikes have already turned one double play tonight, courtesy of the Lieutenant Governor. Stepped into the booth, and right away, that was it. I said, that's it, we're done.
Absolutely.
I treat everybody the same, Joe. Well, here's the set and the pitch. It's on the ground. Levin takes it. Throws Leslie. Goes up in the air to get it. Great job by Josh to climb the ladder and reel it in and get the out at second. Took away the possibility of a double play, but you get one at minimum, and that'll be a fielder's choice. That will go 1-6.
Got the lead run, and that's the sort of play. I mean, yes, pitchers will practice that fielding, but it is an uncomfortable play to make going off to the side of the mound like that. It's not a position you really find yourself in much as a pitcher trying to plant and start the double play from off the mound.
McIntosh struck out swinging in the first. It's important that the Lieutenant Governor is here tonight. Let's just take this to another level for everybody. Lieutenant Governor is getting a good look at the facility. Look, there's going to be a lot of things done to this facility because the Spikes are working very hard to work their way through baseball.
Yes.
All right? And you can draw whatever. And look, and you get there through a lot of cooperation to make it happen. How about that? 1-0 the count. The pitch. There goes the runner up high for a ball, and Luis could not get the ball out of the glove. It'll be a stolen base for Ridley. So Ridley gets the steal. That is his 19th on the year. He's now 19-21.
And, of course, not only is Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis now visited this ballpark, Governor Josh Shapiro was here as well visiting back when he was Attorney General.
Yes, yes. He knows the park well. Something tells me he may go to a Penn State football game. The pitch, that's in there for a strike 2-1 the count. I got a funny feeling he's going to be back in the ballpark at some point during maybe the president's tailgate at some point. Because Governor Shapiro, by the way, is a huge Sixers fan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he is a huge Sixers fan. I got to pull him aside and ask him what he thinks of James Harden. That's foul, third base side, drifting out of play. That's what I'll tell you. I would talk with Governor Rendell.
Mm-hmm.
This was a few times.
Yeah.
Man, that dude knew sports. But Governor Shapiro knows sports.
Oh, yes.
Very good. 2-2 the count. McIntosh waits the pitch. It's inside and low, 3-2 the count.
And you talked about Governor Rendell, not too often a sitting governor. He's also a post-game show host.
Yes. for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think? I've got some thoughts.
Yeah, but Governor Rendell, a key person in getting this ballpark here.
That ball, I think it hit him on the foot. That's why it's a dead ball.
Yep.
So he'll go to first. That it'll be, even though it would have been ball four, that's still hit by pitch. And the reason it's hit by pitch is this. It keeps the runner from going to third on a wild pitch. So first and second with one out. Spikes have already turned a double play in this game. Patrick Lee homered his first time up to right center field. Went 414 feet.
Wind not really as much of a factor now, although it's kicking back up as he steps into the right-handed box.
Yeah. Sun, no issue. A lot of cloud cover. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. Oh, I had the governor, when Governor Rendell came here for a Penn State game, and he starts running down the Penn State roster for me. And the 0-1. That's wrap foul. Last time I saw Governor Rendell, he was with Dave Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
At in the Palestra for a Penn game. Dick Girardi and I were like hung with him for about a half.
Yep.
Dave Montgomery's a wonderful man.
Absolutely.
Wonderful man. Loved Penn State. Loved me. That is line just past Leslie in the left field base. It picked up by Contreras. He'll hold the runner with a good throw to the cutoff man. And it'll be bases loaded and one out. So bases loaded, one out in a 1-1 game, top of the third. And here's Hansen, who popped a short his first time. Middle infield will be a double play depth. Blackford even at the bag at third. Logan Mathieu plays back at first against the left-handed hitter. DeRiggi, normal depth and right. Harden always plays a deeper center. Shallow and left is Contreras. Outside and low, 1-0 the count. Yeah, Dave Montgomery did so many great things for the Phillies.
Absolutely. He is very sorely missed.
Oh. Never forget Chris Wheeler telling me the story that Dave Montgomery and Chris went to a Reading Phillies game.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Chris, who should we be looking at tonight? He said, well, Steve says we should look at Roman Quinn, right? Checked it. That's a strike. 2-1. Again, you and I saw Roman Quinn wreak havoc all over the place.
Automatic double when he reaches base.
And Dave Montgomery says, well, Steve says we should watch him. Let's watch him. And Quinn went 3-for-4 that night and stole three bases. And Chris called me up to tell me the story. Waving a miss, strike 2-2-2. Called me up to tell me the story. For one night on talent evaluation, I felt good. I feel good about myself. I threw a dart and got one right. I hit the board. 2-2. Waving him a strike 3. Got him, and Lovin needed that one. That is his second strikeout of the ballgame. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Earning 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. So now with 2 outs, the infield can back up. That'll bring Manny Voorhees to the plate, who bounced out on a slow roller to third to Blackford the first time. Bats on the right side. Pitch down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. 1-1 top of the third. Contreras not playing deep and left against Voorhees. Harden always plays a deep center field anyway. DeRiggi a little deeper and right. Infield back with Mathieu off the line at first. 1-0. Breaking ball up high at the letters. It's 2-0. Went curveball that time. The pitch clocks, I believe, behind home plate are working, I believe. But the one in center field is not? Is that?
Well, it looks like now they are all, unfortunately, non-operational at the moment.
It hasn't been much of a factor. The pitch, it's up high. Although, I guess what Jenkins, Jonah Jenkins, got called for a pitch clock violation yesterday.
He did. I'll be honest with you. I didn't see exactly. I didn't see it when it occurred, but it was after the fact and noticed that it had been added to the ledger. Did not play a factor in the at-bat.
3-0. Big pitch. Don't want to walk in a run. Pours in a strike. 3-1 the count. Fastball at 88 from Xander. Bases loaded. Two outs. Top of the third in a 1-1 game. Yes, West Virginia has five hits, but if Lovin can get Voorhees here, it's still just one run on the board. Set and the delivery. That's on the ground to short. Leslie to his left. Underhands to Vuletic, and they get out of a bases loaded one out jam. Again, they may have five hits on the board, but they have one run, and so do the Spikes. We go to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Ryan Gardino leads it off. 2-for-4 yesterday. That pitch is a ball, one ball, and no strikes to count. Ryan's got that average up to 192 now with 3 home runs, a dozen knocked in with 3 doubles. Scored 13 runs. And it's down low, 2-0 to Ryan. Ryan's the DH tonight. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Peyton Harden and Zach Vuletic. They're in the bottom of the third, 1-1 game. The pitch. There's a strike, 2-1 the count. Went slider that time. McIntosh plays him deep and left. Ridley normal in center. That's a strike inner half. Good pitch that time. Another good slider. 2-2 the count. Set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. Want to make one quick point here. I think it's great we're doing Bucko Mania tonight.
Yep.
On what would have been the 79th birthday. 79 or 89?
89.
89th birthday of Roberto Clemente.
Yes, indeed. You know, Roberto Clemente, of course, here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. That right field wall, 18.55 feet high. Rest of the ballpark matches PNC Park, of course, 21 feet high in Pittsburgh as you cross the Clemente Bridge to head to the ballpark.
Yep.
89. He would have been 89 were it not for that untimely plane crash flying relief supplies to Nicaragua New Year's Eve 1972.
It's fouled back into the printers.com cheese shop box. 0-2 the count. 0-2 the count. Wind has really died down. Harden waits in this 1-1 game. The pitch. At slap foul again. Clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club overplay. Flying right over the Geisinger box. 0-2 the count. 1-1 bottom of the third. And Cruz delivers. Swing and a missed strike three. Bottom fell out of that one. Three straight strikeouts now for Trey Cruz. Overall, his fourth strikeout of the ballgame. And here comes Zach Vuletich. He tripled to the nook and left center and scored the spikes run in the first on the sacrifice fly by Braden Blackford. Wielding that hot bat. 22 of his last 53. On the ground to second, ranging to his left as Lucier throws to first in time, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Trey Cruz. On the across for the Spikes, we have negotiated the opening three innings in a 1-1 game on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Top half of the fourth inning in a 1-1 game. Middle three innings, my good friend, Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve Jones. Bobby Ledet, Tyler Dellerman, Noah Lucier due up here in the fourth for the Black Bears. The first pitch to Ledet. Fastball just outside.
He wanted the Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis to, quote, meet average Pennsylvanians.
Oh, yeah?
Our on-field host did not make the cut. Said, you need to get the average.
I think he would agree with that assessment, quite frankly.
Actually, he's kind of proud of it.
Fastball was low from Lovin. 2-0 the count to Ledet. Bounces one down the third baseline. Foul. Blackford did get to the ball, but in foul ground, so he'll just toss it back to the plate.
Yeah, but that would have been a base hit. With his speed?
Oh, yeah. Now, Ledet, though, after his single in the second, caught stealing by Luis Seviles. Great tag by Zach Vuletich as well. Luis has shown off that arm frequently this year as well.
You're right about Vuletich, though. I mean, he tried to kick the ball out.
2-1, lined into center field, a base hit. That's the sixth hit of the night for the Black Bears. A leadoff single for Ledet here in the fourth.
Well, he's got two of them.
Now Tyler Dellerman, who has one as well, steps in.
Yeah, but he's going to hit him with double play. I wouldn't worry about it.
Spikes have turned one already. 23 turned by the spikes on the ground.
This guy's
in the
a double
half.
Play machine. He's wrapped into five. Come on, Joe. Yeah, if I were Ledet, I'd run now.
Andrew Lovin working off the first base side of the slab. Set at the midsection, the pitch. There goes Ledet, but it's fouled at the plate, and Luis Avilas got struck. I think he got hit on the backswing as the ball was going away. Avilas was coming forward trying to field it. and throw, but he got struck. And Ashley McEwen, the Spikes athletic trainer, is out to talk to Luis. The mask is being held by Dellerman right now, just outside the right-handed batter's box. And
it's not that Tyler didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Just circumstance, especially when Luis is moving up because he's thinking about he has to make the throw, so that makes you more vulnerable to that. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Oh, yeah. Dave Tremblay, Spike's manager, out as well, but Luis is going to shake the half helmet loose of the dirt, take the mask from Dave, and
he will not dust himself off. Well, it's time to go down to Salsa.
Yes. Going with the regular nachos or the super nachos?
Do I look like a regular guy?
I believe you would qualify as a super guy, Steve.
Well, thanks. I need to get you some pecans, though.
Yes.
In fact, on Sunday, it's an absolute to get you pecans.
Yeah, absolutely. We must. The 0-1 up and
because
in for a ball.
In the middle innings, you and JoJo, and I always called him JoJo.
Oh, yes.
Said, hello, JoJo. Ah, Steve. Right. You guys always had the roasted pecans in the middle innings.
That's right. Josiah and I were simpatico when it came to choosing pecans from Nuts for You. Pitch or throw over to first, and diving back in is Lede.
So that's what we have to do.
It is a must.
Sunday will be a roasted pecans from Nuts for You day.
Yes, indeed. Honoring the life and legacy of our friend and teammate Josiah Vieira. That'll be a very special afternoon. We hope that everybody will join us here at the ballpark. And, again, those jerseys the Spikes will wear, all of them will have Josiah's number 10 on the back.
Kind of wish they'd conjured up a couple more for us up here.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. There may yet be a couple in the offing. Of course, those jerseys, every single one of them, up for bids now on the Live Source app. Bidding is active, so you can put your bids in now on all the jerseys the Spikes will wear. They'll all feature the hand-drawn logo from Josiah depicting his lifelong motto, never give up, inside a baseball diamond. The 2-1, liner into center, going back on it. Harden reels it in. Back to first goes Lede, one gone in the top of the fourth. And that jersey off the back auction also means that if you are here at the ballpark on Sunday and you're an auction winner, then you can go down on the field right after the game, receive your jersey immediately after the game from the Spike that wore it.
That was great at the Rose Bowl. They all walked in with 34 for Franco Harrison, and they made sure Jack Ham and I each had one.
Yes, that's right. So. Throw on to first again. Lede dives back in.
Yeah, I've got the Duquesne Club coming up on the 29th, which is, by the way, Bark in the Park 4.
Yes, indeed.
I know my promotions. Right. And Franco was at that luncheon last year. And Franco then sat down with Jack Ham afterward for a podcast he was putting together, reminiscences for the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. So
yes.
Jack and I were going to go play golf afterward, which we eventually did. But I sat off to the side and watched this interview as Dana Harris videoed it.
Yep.
The privilege it was to be there, to be the proverbial fly in the wall for that. It's Jack's birthday.
Wow.
When the Immaculate Reception, that was Jack's birthday. Huh. Now, I already knew that.
Yes.
I already knew. Franco didn't know that.
Really?
No.
Another throw to first.
They said to Jack, well, that explains the no gifts over the years. You know me. I said, well, explains the gifts, no gifts over the years.
Noah Lucier with a 1-1 count on him. McDonald strikeout guy bounced into a double play last time up. Pitch out on, but.
Yeah, but that's where you got to be careful with stuff like that. You know, I know they called pitch out. You're trying to anticipate and guess, but now you can't do it two times in a row.
Nope. And now it's a 2-1 count in Lucier's favor. Set by Lovin, the pitch. Breaking ball and a strike on the inner half.
Whoa. There you go.
Good now.
Now the Lieutenant Governor's box is engaged. They want food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
he already expressed the interest everybody to have Big Macs.
He spoke for your group.
And the pitch upstairs.
What a horrible call. Sure, it's over his head, but come on.
Big Macs are on the line here.
Look, know the moment.
Well, full count now to Lucier. One gone, top of the fourth. Xander Lovin to throw to first. It bounces away. And that'll allow Ledeh to move up to second. Matthew on the ball to track, and now Ledeh's going to take off for third. The throw not in time.
Stolen base in E1. No, it'll be E1 all the way around,
yep.
Right?
Straight E1.
E1, and no stolen base.
Ledeh kind of stopped up short on the slide into third, ahead for a slide, so the Black Bears training staff out to take a look at him. It'll be the first error of the night either side.
He actually hesitated going around second, and when he saw the ball by the tarp, that's when he took off. So it's a two-base error.
The errant pickoff throw, and well, they're still checking on Ledeh at third, and now he's good to go. Right as David Carpenter, the manager, was coming out of the third base dugout, he got the signal from Chad Smith that Ledeh was okay. So now the go-ahead run, 90 feet away. One-one our score. Three balls, two strikes. The count to Lucier. The pitch homeward. Called strike three. Fastball in the inner half.
Look at that box erupt. There you go.
Absolutely. Big Macs for everybody. Spreading the wealth here. Of course, present your game ticket at local participating McDonald's in State College and Lewistown. And we'll start at noon tomorrow, so it'll be a delay on the trip back home to get those Big Macs. But be able to do so, the Lieutenant Governor's group and everybody here can present that game ticket for a free Big Mac with any purchase.
It's a big, wide state, Joe.
That it is. Harold Torres fouls it off, first base side. Catcher singled and then was erased on a 1-6 put out in the third. The 0-1, Ledeh still at third base. A breaking ball and a called strike on the outer half.
Lovin's been out here battling.
Well, he's scattered six hits so far. The only one that's done any damage to this point is the solo homer by Lee in the first inning. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Xander Lovin back-to-back strikeouts here in the fourth. He gets everybody. Big Macs then records his fourth strikeout of the night. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. No runs, a hit, one error, and one runner left on base. And a 3.5, it's still 1-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's Bucko Mania night tonight at Mettler Field. The State College Spikes face West Virginia at 6:35, and the Spikes MLB Community Ally Program partners, the Pittsburgh Pirates, will be part of all the fun. The Pirate Parrot will be on hand at the ballpark, plus the Pittsburgh Pierogies for a special pierogi race, and the Bucko Brigade, plus more special guests. And don't forget the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Mettler Field Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Into the bottom of the fourth inning, Trey Cruz back on the mound for the Black Bears. The starter's gone the distance to this point. 1-1 our score, and Carlos Contreras, Braden Blackford, and Josh Leslie are due up for the Spikes to start the home half of the fourth, beginning with Contreras, who took a four-pitch walk his first time up back in the opening frame. Pitch for a called strike. Her ball over the outer edge of the plate, 0-1. Also open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard here. As the pitch, breaking ball, bounces away, deflecting off the equipment of Torres. 1-1. The opener this weekend series tomorrow, the LeVar Leap 25th Anniversary Bobblehead Giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Stick City. The 1-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2 the count. Of course, gates will open up at 5:30 for tomorrow's 6:35 game. Season ticket holders get early entrance, however, at 5:20. Groups get early entrance at 5:25. The 1-2 breaking ball bounces in the dirt. 2-2. Also tomorrow night after the game, skies light up with fireworks, and you can watch them from the field. Fireworks from the field. First of three remaining shows this year, presented by our home township, College Township. The ground upon which we stand and sit right now is in College Township, and it'll be College Township Community Night. They'll be presenting the Salute to 1998 fireworks from the field. The sounds of 98 fill the air as the fireworks fill the skies. 2-2 to Contreras, bounced foul, third base side. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up for Carlos. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and throw down to first will complete the strikeout. That's the fifth strikeout this evening for Trey Cruz, who has now induced seven straight outs, a double play in the second inning, and following that, four strikeouts and a ground out. With one gone, here's Braden Blackford. He tied the game up for the Spikes in the first with a sacrifice fly to center field. A left-hander Cruz delivers to the lefty Blackford, a breaking ball high, 1-0 the count. In the MLB Draft League tonight on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Frederick leads Trenton 2-0, bottom of the second. Mahoning Valley up 3-1 on Williamsport, top of the second. Here's a fly ball left field. McIntosh lost it for a moment, but then tracks it back down. Makes the grab, two down. And it's been hazy skies here, somewhat cloudy skies. As the game has gone on, the lights are taking over as the source of sight, so you get that twilight here in Happy Valley. The wind has been a constant throughout this game. 10 to 15 miles an hour pretty much throughout the evening as the first pitch of Josh Leslie is down and in for a ball. Leslie flying out to center field his first time up. 1-1 the score here in the bottom of the fourth. Black Bears with six hits, the Spikes with just one, but it's a tie ball game as Xander Lovin has been able to weave his way out of trouble on a few occasions tonight. One error, it belongs to the Spikes. Pitch down and in, ball two to Leslie. And Cruz to the plate. Grounder on to third, taken in by Voorhees. Sets, fires across the diamond in time, and the inning is over. So Cruz has now posted nine straight outs. And at the end of four, it remains 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Into the fifth inning, Xander Lovin returns to the mound for the Spikes. 69 pitches, 49 for strikes over his first four innings on the mound. The 9-1 and 2 batters due up for West Virginia, Ridley, McIntosh, and Lee. So Lovin will get the chance to go the full five innings for the second straight start. This is his second start of the season for the Spikes. Stellar work out of the bullpen as of late. Got the move into the rotation as Dave Tremblay and Jerome Williams switched things around and paid dividends last Thursday. He was the winning pitcher in the Spikes' big victory over the Crosscutters up at historic Bowman Field. 1-0 fastball is a strike. On the inner half, 1-1. Ridley grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up, stole a base, advanced on to third, but was stranded there. The 1-1. There's a strike again. Nicked the outer edge. One ball, two strikes. A 1-1 score here. Both teams with runs in the opening inning. Zero since. The 1-2. Swung on, lifted in the air. Shallow center. Harden racing in on it. And Payton with a little leap at the end to snare it. Almost a hop step into the catch for the first down. Now Blaine McIntosh, the batter. McIntosh struck out in the first inning, hit by a pitch in the third. Saturday, in addition to the LeVar Leap 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City for the first 1,000 fans, and fireworks from the field presented by College Township after the game, it's a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery and another edition of Baseball Bingo, the penultimate edition of Baseball Bingo this season. McIntosh with a swing and a miss for strike one. Action on the field determines the numbers on your card, and the first 10 winners will not only get a great Spikes prize, they'll also be entered into a drawing for that Baseball Bingo Ultimate Prize Pack that includes the 55-inch big-screen smart TV. 0-2 to McIntosh, bounced in for a ball, blocked by Aviles. It's ball one. Tickets for tomorrow's game, as well as all nine remaining home games on the Spikes 2023 home schedule following tonight, are available now at statecollegespikes.com. They're also available now at the Spikes ticket office, which is open till the end of the game tonight. 1-2, missed high, 2-2 the count. You can also call the Spikes at 814-272-1711. 2-2 count, Lovin out of the stretch. The pitch, bounce to the right side, taken on two hops by Vuletic. Throw to first in time, two away. Of course, Sunday, a very special afternoon. It'll be a 4:05 game on Sunday with the Josiah Vieira jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital in Danville, which provided such great care to Josiah throughout his life, his lifelong battle with progeria, a rapid aging condition, but it did not deter him from pursuing such an inspirational life in the baseball world. And not only that, he was an inspiration across the street as well to the Penn State football team. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1 the count. And, of course, Josiah's number 10, the only retired number in Spikes history, which hangs Right next to the right field foul line here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park is the pitch in tight. Lee turns away. Ball two. But that number and Josiah's name will be on the back of every Spikes jersey on Sunday. It's the first time ever. And truly on Sunday, we are all Josiah Vieira. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Close to another strikeout. Xander Lovin with four Ks thus far tonight. A 1-1 tie here on the top of the fifth. Bases are empty, two outs. Xander sets, delivers. Fastball outside, just off the plate. And the count runs full. Of course, Children's Miracle Network Miracle Kids will be part of the activities on Sunday as well. They'll throw the ceremonial first pitches of the game. Payoff pitch to Lee. Breaking ball drops in for a called strike three. So there's the fifth strikeout of the night for Xander Levin. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. Lots to come over the final nine home games of the season, but the ninth to last home game of the season shaping up to be a good one. Halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The pierogi race coming from the Steel City to Happy Valley in the offing for the folks here at the ballpark. And we're tied at one in game action on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division One Power Five Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Brennan DeRigge will lead it off for the Spikes, followed by Luis Seviles and Logan Matthew, the 6-7-8 batters. Trey Cruz, the West Virginia left-hander, started the game, still on the mound. And Cruz delivers the pitch, and DeRigge lines it off the mound into center field, a base hit. Cruz lucky that his motion took him out of the way of that smoking liner, 101 miles an hour off the bat. And Cruz's 60th pitch of the night is the Spikes' first hit since the opening inning, just their second of the game. But DeRigge's on board for the second time tonight after walking in the second. And now here's Luis Seviles. He bounced into a double play first time up. Remarkably, that's only the 11th double play that the West Virginia Black Bears have turned this year, made all the more remarkable by the fact that they have played most of their games on the artificial turf of Monongalia County Ballpark. Pitch outside for a ball. What a know the count. That usually lends itself to more true hops, makes the double play perhaps a bit easier. And it's not to say that it's been a porous Black Bears defense either. They've committed only 31 errors, by far the least in the league. The 1-0 grounded inside the bag at third and rolling down the left field line to the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Around second to Riggy. He'll make third. And sliding into second with a double is Luis Seviles. Luis Seviles doubling down the line. And And now second and third, nobody out as the Spikes try to snap this 1-1 tie. That is the eighth double of the season for Luis Aviles. And Logan Mathieu, the batter. Mathieu 0 for 1 this evening. One fly ball, he'll give the Spikes the lead. A big fly, and it'll be a big lead. And he has certainly got the capability to do that against his former team. First pitch fastball, or changeup now. It's a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count. Three hits in the game now for the Spikes. As a team, they're just a home run shy of the cycle. Breaking ball and that. An offer from Mathieu, says plate umpire Steve Oakes. 0-2 the count. DeRiggi at third, Aviles at second. 0-2. Breaking ball, knocked down by Torres. It trickles in front of him, but that'll keep DeRiggi at third. One ball, two strikes. The left-handed hitting Mathieu against the left-handed pitcher Cruz. Ryan Guardino is on deck as well. All three of Guardino's home runs this year have come against the Black Bears. The 1-2 to Mathieu. That is fouled. Smacking off the facade above us and to our left. That actually might have collided into one of the cameras in the Pixelot system here. I'll have to check on that. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Torres. No movement by the runners. It's ball two. The wind has backed off. The flag's now barely moving in left center field. And the 2-2. Fastball upstairs, 3-2 the count. Temperature right now in the high 60s. And the payoff pitch to Mathieu. Swung on, a high pop fly, shallow right, coming in on it, Lee. The right fielder makes the catch. And a quick throw to the infield. Not far enough back to allow DeRiggi to reach home. One gone, and here is Guardino. Of course, all three of his homers have come against the Black Bears, all three of them down at Monongalia County Ballpark this season. But he's had good luck against West Virginia. Tonight he's 0 for 1. And the infield will now come up all the way around. Trying to cut off the run at the plate if they can. The pitch, and Guardino sends this one deep to left field. McIntosh going back. This one will bounce off the track and bounce off the top of the wall, keeping in the field of play. Two runs will score. Ryan Guardino delivers a two-run double, and the Spikes have a 3-1 lead. Guardino jumped on the first pitch. Sent it rocketing towards the nook in left center. Even if it had bounced over the wall, both runs would have scored. But Guardino notches his 13th and 14th RBIs of the year, his fourth two-base hit of the season, and he is now at second. As Peyton Harden at the plate. Harden, the left-handed hitter. Strike to him, 0-1. Guardino leads off second. Cruz delivers. Tapper left side. Voorhees takes it. Third baseman looks the runner back. Throw across the diamond is in time. Two down. The Spikes now leading 3-1 after being held to just one hit in the first four innings. Three hits, two for extra bases here in the fifth. This is exactly how the Spikes bounced back last night against the Trenton Thunder out in Jersey. They were quiet early on and then roared back, able to tie the game. Ultimately fell to the Thunder last night, 5-4. But here they have a 3-1 lead on the first place team in the MLB Draft League second half. First pitch to Zach Vuletich, a hot, hot hitter at the plate. Down and in for a ball. Breaking ball from Cruz to start it off against Vuletich, who tripled to the nook in the first inning and scored the Spikes' first run, grounded out in the third. The pitch. Strike on the inner half, 1-1. Tomorrow, the pitching matchup will feature right-hander Jackson Lindley on the mound for the Spikes. Brooks Garrett, the right-hander, will go for the Black Bears tomorrow night. It's a 6:35 game. It's open up to the public at 5:30 is the 1-1 flared into right center field, a base hit. Guardino rounds third. He will score. Trouble handling the ball in the outfield, so Vuletic scoots to second and slides in safely. Zach Vuletic with his ninth RBI of the season, his second hit of the ball game, his ninth multi-hit game as a Spike in 19 contests with the club, 4-1 State College. That'll bring Carlos Contreras to the plate. Contreras with a walk in the first inning, a strikeout in the fourth. And there will be an error assessed on the play. It'll be an RBI single for Vuletic and then a fielding error, E9, on Patrick Lee. That allowed Vuletic to get to second. Morenino was going home in any case, though. So now an error aside and a 1-0 count to Carlos Contreras, 0-for-1 with a walk. And Cruz balks. Vuletic dancing off second, and Cruz and Bobby Ledé not on the same page. Pitcher and shortstop, and Cruz with an obvious balk there to move Vuletic up to third.
This has been a testimony to perseverance tonight. Xander Levin has persevered and fought his way through.
1-0 pitch, a called strike on the fastball.
And this offense has persevered and picked its spots.
No question about it.
You're out hit 6-1. It shouldn't be 1-1.
1-1 pitch to Contreras. Foul tip at the plate. 1-2 the count.
Yet the pitcher was gutty. Fielding's been gutty. Now in this inning, the hitting's been gutty. Every time the Spikes have had an opportunity to score in this game, they have scored.
Yep, a triple in the first, the sack fly by Blackford, and then in this inning, reactivating the bats is the 1-2 to Contreras, a breaking ball down and away. Carlos lays off, 2-2.
Spikes are 3-for-3 in this game with runners in scoring position and have a sacrifice fly as well.
2-2. Fastball low, 3-2 the count. And, of course, when you talk perseverance here, immediately think of our friend Josiah Vieira, the namesake of the Josiah Vieira Perseverance Award. So the 3-2 chop to the right side. Lucier takes it. Toss to first is in time. The inning is over. But the Spikes play 3 runs on 4 hits. Well, one error.
After all, we were in the action innings.
Absolutely. One runner left on base. End of 5 here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The Spikes have a 4-1 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Although, like you said, with the dot com, back here to Midler Field at Lebrano Park. Joe Putnam along with you, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. After five gutty innings from Xander Lovin, who allowed a home run in the first inning, but then scattered six hits and retired the last six batters he faced in a row. Xander Lovin's now in line for a victory, perhaps, as the newcomer to the Spikes, Travis Cole, makes his debut, wearing number 7, the Tucson, Arizona native, who last pitched for the Tucson Saguaros of the Pecos League, will step in and wind up his first pitch as a Spike to Anthony Hansen. Is a ball low and away. 1-0 the count. Hansen is 0 for 2. A line out to short in the first. A strikeout in the third. A pitch. That's a strike on the outer edge. 1-1 the count. 88 on the fastball from Travis Cole. Xander Lovin, by the way, did not walk a batter, did hit a batter, struck out 5 in his outing tonight as the 1-1 lifted in the air. Left field, Contreras racing toward the line and runs it down, making the catch waist high for the first out of the sixth inning. And with one down, here's Manny Voorhees, the right-handed hitting third baseman, 0 for 2. Grounded out to third in the opening inning. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. Xander Lovin, by the way, threw 84 pitches, 54 of them for strikes. And the delivery from Cole to Voorhees. Fastball for a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count.
I wonder how much cooler this feels to Cole than compared to Tucson.
This is like stepping into a refrigerator compared to there. Breaking ball swung on and missed, 0-2.
Surprised he's not wearing a jacket.
It's been triple digits pretty much all summer in Arizona. The grounder on to short, taken in by Leslie. Fires to first. Nice dig by Logan Matthew for the second out.
Now he went 3-0, the Saguaros.
Yep.
All right. Good ERA. Had been pitching in Tennessee at Christian Brothers. But, man, after pitching in Tucson, probably feels like he needs a winter jacket in the dugout. It's still 69 right now.
Yeah. Here's Bobby Ledet, 2 for 2 in the game, has been caught stealing, swings at the first pitch, but running it down is Peyton Harden in center field. And just like that, the inning is over.
I think he's going to get a second inning.
Took him just 7 pitches to get through his first inning as a Spike.
He keeps doing that. He may finish.
Exactly. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still 4-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Leap into fun tomorrow at Medler Field. The State College Spikes are home at 6:35 to face West Virginia, and the first 1,000 fans entering the ballpark get a LeVar Leap 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City. And after the game, the skies light up as you can watch fireworks from the field with a salute to 1998 theme presented by College Township. And don't forget, the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And a new pitcher on the mound for the West Virginia Black Bears in the bottom of the sixth, but it's a familiar face to Spikes fans. 2022 Spike Tristan Hudson now making his debut as a Black Bear. He had been pitching out in the Pioneer League.
Billings Mustangs.
But the...
Do you do any research, John?
Yeah, I know.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Right-hander, of course, was the closer.
He should have had a major league look, in my opinion. I mean, in other words, in an organization. Love the movement on his pitch. At the same time, he has that leg kick that goes with it. I know his mom's listening right now.
Oh, yes.
It's one of the really great, great ladies out there.
And Tristan Hudson, of course, served as the closer last year for the Spikes.
Sure did.
In the second half, out of North Greenville University, led that club to the Division II national title.
He was on the mound when they won it.
Braden Blackford to lead off against Hudson, and the pitch, a strike on the inner half. A couple of Tristan's former teammates still over here on the Spikes dugout. Marcus Page, of course. It's the 0-1. Breaking ball outside, 1-1. Actually, a former opponent, Logan Matthews. So Matthews switches from West Virginia last year to State College this year.
Were there cash considerations?
Well, Tristan may have been the player to be named later. Here's the 1-1 pitch sent out to center field, but Cam Ridley chases it down. One gone.
How about international draft pool money? I always love that one.
Oh, yes.
You don't know how valuable that is. No, I've seen the game. It's a throw-in. It's like they all, like people are inside. You don't know how valuable it is. No, it takes like forever to work your way to the majors. No. Yeah. It's like, no.
By the way, on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, doubleheader action earlier today. Tigers and Cardinals met. Tigers winning game 1-4-2. Game 2 underway, scoreless bottom of the third. Also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Royals defeated the Cubs 4-3. The 1-0 to Josh Leslie. A foul tip into the mitt. 1-1.
Boy, he's still got the movement on that pitch, doesn't he?
Really does. Pirates and Twins underway. Scoreless top of the first out in Minneapolis. 1-1 pitch. That one, a breaking ball. That may have gone behind Josh.
I felt like it did. That ballpark where the Pirates are playing, that Target Field, I know you've seen it.
Yes,
what
indeed.
What a gorgeous park.
Absolutely. Actually, it's right next to the Target Center where the Big Ten women's basketball tournament was last year. The men's tournament will be there this year.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, that's where they had the NCAA Women's Championship.
That's right. Two balls, two strikes to Leslie. 0-2 in the game. Hudson, a short windup in the pitch. Breaking ball fouled away. Still 2-2. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Out of Seneca, South Carolina.
Got some intel. He arrived with a camo shirt and denim jeans and said, yep, that's Tristan Hudson.
Yep.
2-2 to Leslie, fouled away.
I'm sorry. You can look at certain guys. I understand that, look, if you can throw 95 to 99, your path is easier.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some guys that just, they can pitch. He can pitch.
Exactly. 2-2, swung on, popped up center field, and this will drop in front of Ridley. So Ridley set back, and Leslie able to drop the single in front of him.
He didn't see it, Joe. He got a late break on it. You know, he hesitated. And when I mean hesitate, sometimes you hesitate a step. He hesitated two steps.
That's, and again, the twilight, I think, playing a factor there.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, see how DeRuggi does. Last time he wrapped it off the mound for a base hit.
He's also walked in the game. Leslie now at first, one gone. Hudson the righty, DeRuggi the lefty in the pitch. Called strike, fastball in the inner half. By the way, Hudson is wearing a unique number for a pitcher.
Yes, he is.
Number 2.
And this is his first appearance with West Virginia, by the way.
Yes, it is. After we saw Travis Cole make his spikes debut in the top half of the sixth inning. Pitches a ball outside, 1-1. Of course, the debut for Cole in the MLB Draft League as well. Mm-hmm. 1-1 to DeRiggi. The pitch. There goes Leslie. Pitches inside for a ball. Throw it out to second. Tag was applied, but the ball fell out. So Leslie with a stolen base.
And for Josh, that's stolen base number 11. He is 11 of 14 in stolen bases.
He and Peyton Harden, the two spikes with double-digit steals in the second half. Now across both halves of the season, that's 96 steals for the spikes as a team. Creeping up on the century mark when you factor in both halves of the season. 2-1 to DeRiggi. Hudson to the plate. Fastball and a call, strike on the inner half. Tristan not only has a lot of movement on that pitch, he does a great job of hiding the baseball, turning back, then coming home with it.
Made 11 appearances with Billings this year, 15 and a third, 23 hits. Struck out 9, walked 10, so he's trying to get himself back on track.
2-2, breaking ball, dips low.
Last year, 8 saves for the Spikes, 1-0. An 0.39 ERA, 23 and a third, 11 hits, 2 runs, 1 was earned, struck out 29, walked 7.
On one earned run his entire time with the Spikes.
Yep.
Leslie dancing off second. Time is called by the batter, DeRiggi.
When he walked on the mound at the end of a game, you knew it was over.
Absolutely.
Spikes have had some really good closers over the years. He would rank among them. He actually pitched for the Mountaineers of West Virginia at one point.
That's right, he did. 3-2 to DeRiggi. Swung on, fouled toward the Geisinger kid zone, and the count remains full. Actually, that ricochets off a seat and back onto the field.
Yeah, he was 2-0 with West Virginia in 2018. Then in 2019, he was 1-0, so he was 3-0 in Morgantown.
3-2 the count, the pitch homeward. Fastball called, strike 3, clipped the inner edge. That's the first strikeout for Tristan Hudson as a West Virginia Black Bear. Josh Leslie remains at second, 2 down, bottom of the sixth.
So in all levels of his career, this is his 135th game at all levels. 134 of the 135 been out of the bullpen. Made one start.
He has got that closer's makeup, too.
Yeah, he sure does.
Takes a special brand of pitcher to be a closer. Tristan Hudson is that type of pitcher. Breaking ball, though, tumbles low, deflects up the shin pads of Torres, and Leslie rounding third. The throw from Hudson, sprawling to tag. Torres can't tag him, and Leslie scores. It'll be 2 bases on the wild pitch. West Virginia manager David Carpenter is out to question that call. Let's see what the umpire saw, but as of now, it's a 5-1 lead.
Well, it's not going to change, Joe. I'll say this. Stephen Oakes was definitive in the call. I mean, there was no hesitation, no thought process about, like, I need to consider what I'm seeing here. He said he was safe right away, and he had a good angle on it.
Yep. And it's rare, but it is 2 bases on 1 wild pitch.
Well, Leslie never slowed down.
No. And Torres had a hard time finding the ball because it skipped so far away from him. Hudson had to chase it down in front of the Spikes dugout. 1-0 the count on Avilas now as the fastball upstairs. 2-0 the count. Luis doubled and scored his last time up. 1-for-2 in the game. 5-1 Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. He chased that one. 2-1. So hits are now even at 6. Errors are even at 1. But like you said earlier, Steve, the Spikes have taken advantage of every possible scoring opportunity tonight.
No question.
2-1. Breaking ball finds the zone in her half. 2-2 to Avilas.
This has been a gutty performance so far. West Virginia did everything early, and it looked like, and they couldn't score.
2-2, breaking ball, deflects away from Torres again, but nobody on. Simply ball 3 to fill the count. David Carpenter inspects the baseball, tosses it over to the first base side. First time this season we're seeing a plethora of long sleeve shirts on the Spikes dugout, but the 3-2 breaking ball called strike three on the inner half. The inning is over. Back-to-back strikeouts to finish out the inning for Tristan Hudson. However, Josh Leslie scores on the wild pitch. One hit in the inning. It was Leslie's, and at the end of six, it's 5-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Into the seventh inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Travis Cole back on the mound for a second inning of work. He was worked hard in the sixth inning. Seven pitches, six strikes to net three outs. But he will take the ball again here, is taking the ball and running with it at all times. Taking it the rest of the way, Steve Jones.
Cole was said to be exhausted by the seven-pitch outing, but will gut it out and get to another inning. It's great to have sideline reporters do such a great job. He seems tired, Steve. Here's Cole now with a 5-1 lead. Tonight's jackpot, by the way, benefiting Ronald McDonald House at Geisinger tonight. On the ground between short and third, that's a base hit for Dellerman. He's now 2-for-3. Ronald McDonald House in Danville is the beneficiary of the 50-50, and my family has utilized it. They do tremendous work there. Tremendous work. Noah Lucier, the McDonald strikeout guy, did his part and struck out. He's 0-for-2. He's also wrapped into a double play, 6-4-3. Pitch. Dags a strike. Cole comes right at him with a curveball. It's Cole's first appearance as a State College Spike. Stares in the right ear, works from the first base side with a staggered stance. And the pitch, that is in the left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Cut off in the gap by Contreras. Meanwhile, on his way to third and pulling into third is Dellerman. It'll be a double for Lucier. Second and third with nobody out. That'll bring Harold Torres to the plate, who's 1-for-2. Single to right in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth. Cole rub up that baseball, facing his first challenge with the Spikes. Second and third, and nobody out. Cole went 3-0 this year with the Tucson Sagueros. 44 strikeouts, only 10 walks. Gave up just 25 hits and 30 and a third. Averaged 13.1 strikeouts per nine innings with Tucson. And the set by Travis in the pitch. That's a strike. It's 0-1. Cole also at Christian Brothers played in the field, played a lot in the field. And in 4 years, he had 217 with a home run and 17 knocked in. 0-1 the count. And Cole delivers. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 87. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Second and third with nobody out here in the top of the seventh. 5-1 State College. The set by Cole. And to the plate. It's in the dirt. Good job by Luis Aviles to block it. 1-2 the count. Home run by Lee in the first. That's the scoring so far for West Virginia. Spikes have countered with 1 in the first, 3 in the fifth, and 1 in the sixth. Black Bears about hit them 8-6, but the Spikes lead it 5-1. Each team's committed an error. Cole with a 1-2 count. Goes set at the letters and to the plate. In tight 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow night, the LeVar Leap being celebrated. First 1,000 fans will get a LeVar Leap bobblehead. I know the State College Quarterback Club will be here tomorrow. In the air, foul, first base side. Sails over the roof and out of play of the Geisinger Champions Club. Still 2-2. And Luis Aviles is going back to the dugout. I wonder if he got clipped again. So he's in the dugout right now. Anything to delay, take me out to the ball game by Jerry and Joe. Second and third with nobody out. 2-2 is the count on Torres. And Luis Aviles, I don't know if it's a glove issue. I think it might be a glove issue, a web issue. I think it's the webbing of the catcher's mitt that they are fixing. It's not him. He's okay, I think. For Lucier, by the way, his fifth double of the year. Actually, a terrific job by Contreras to cut it off in the gap, sliding to the turf to get it. Yeah, I think he prevented the possibility of a triple and maybe even an inside-the-park home run because of his hustle. 5-1 Spikes here in the top of the seventh, and not only LeVar Arrington tomorrow, but fireworks from the field tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, everyone, all the Spikes players will be wearing their number 10 Josiah Vieira jerseys off the back auction to benefit the Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger. That'll be Sunday, 6:35 tomorrow, 4:05 on Sunday. Tickets available 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com, or go to the box office. You can also walk up. So Carlos Marquez is coming down from the bullpen, and Carlos may have to take over beyond the plate. Maybe it's more than just a web issue. Umpire came over to take some notes. That tells me there's a lineup change. So Carlos Marquez will jog in from the bullpen, and he'll take over behind the plate for Luis Aviles, which would also mean that he would bat in the 7-hole. Aviles, by the way, was the last one to be out there and hit the last inning, so that means Marquez would be due up 9th in the 7th inning. So Carlos Marquez takes over. I don't know what happened to Luis. It was on the foul ball. After that, I can't tell you. Marquez is throwing with Braden Blackford out there, just getting his arm warm. So Carlos Marquez takes over behind the plate. And for Aviles on the night, he ended up going 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. So Marquez will get a few warm-up tosses as he ran down from the bullpen. And he says, yep, I'm good. So the former 39th round pick of the Milwaukee Brewers out there gives us a chance to tell you there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the spikes in action in Medler Field, Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League. With the league's official stream powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. All right, so 5 runs, 6 hits in error for the Spikes. 1 run, 8 hits in an error for West Virginia. We play the top of the 7th with 2nd and 3rd and nobody out. Fans getting into Elmo dancing up there. The super fans aren't even here to do it tonight. But it's caught on with the crowd here. 2-2 the count on Torres. And that right-handed box, Cole now with Marquez behind the plate. Set and the pitch. It's on the ground to short. That'll get a run in. Leslie sidearms the first in time. 5-2 State College. RBI on the ground out for Torres. Moving to third on the play is Lucier. Oh, bringing Cam Ridley to the plate. Center fielder 0-2 tonight. Fielder's choice stole a base in the third. Flew out to center in the 5th. So, Cole stares in. Infield back, they'll concede the run up. Even the bag on the corner is low and outside. 1-0 the count. Starts him out with a slider. 1-0. Middle infield back, they'll concede the run. Cole, high set. The letters righty to the plate. Bounced in, Marquez. Cold out of the bullpen, blocked that one. It's 2-0. One out, 1 run in, runner on third. Top of the 7th, 5-2 State College. Cole stares in, working for the first base side of the mound. He goes set, and the 2-0. Inside corner with a fastball for a strike at 87. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Hope everybody's enjoyed Bucko Mania tonight. With the Pittsburgh Pirate Parrot here tonight. Low and outside, 3-1. And the pierogies here tonight. They had the pierogi race. I believe the jalapeno won. 3-1 the count. Cole goes set, stares at third, on its way. Inside, ball 4. So after working a 7-pitch sixth inning, it's been a little bit more of a fight here in the 7th. Cole threw 7 pitches in the 6th inning. He has already thrown 14 in this inning. And here comes Jerome Williams out to talk to his guy. Cole joined the club in Trenton. So it's been a quick get to know you. His first appearance, the entire infield's up. Look, they're a double play away from getting out of the inning. McIntosh will be at the plate. He's 0-2. He'll bat from the left side against the righty Cole. Struck out swinging in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, and grounded out the 2nd in the 5th. Night began at 71 degrees. Down to 68 now. As the And the Mountain Conference over. Well, there's one more Dollar Beer Thursday. It's the last home game of the year on August 31st. How about that? Be a fun night. Always is. It'll just be start time will be 48 hours away from the kickoff of the opener with West Virginia across the street. All right. Here is McIntosh. We mentioned he's 0 for 2. Middle infield double play depth. Blackford even the bag at third. Cole delivers. Outside and taking off for second and stealing the bag. Uncontested is Ridley, his second stolen base of the night. They just didn't want to risk the run coming in from third. There was no thought process of throwing down that time. None. Second and third, so double play off the boards. Outside of McIntosh, it is 2-0. Cole fighting the strike zone just a bit here in the seventh inning. I believe Jeremy Wright is up and throwing in the Spikes bullpen. At least he had been. He's now stopped the pitch. That's down low. It's 3-0 to McIntosh. Patrick Lee, who's 2 for 3, including a homer on deck. Spikes lead at 5-2 top of the seventh. One out, second and third. Cole with a 3-0 count. High set to the plate. That's a strikeout or edge. McIntosh started to go down to first, maybe trying to sell it a bit. No sale. It's 3-1. McIntosh in that left-handed box. Right now hitting 233. 3-1. Outside ball, four bases loaded. So here we go. It's going to be one of the pivotal moments right here. And Dave is at that top step, and Dave is coming out. We're going to see Jeremy Wright. So, in his initial appearance as a State College Spike, Travis Cole will go an inning and a third. And I believe it's Jeremy Wright. I think it's Jeremy Wright coming in. We'll see. And if it is, it'll be his second appearance as a Spike. So Cole will go an inning and a third. So far, he's given up 2 hits, 1 run, and has walked 2. Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. So the move's been made. And the Spikes go to the bullpen here in the seventh with the bases loaded and one out. Jeremy Wright makes his Medler Field, Lebrano Park debut. He did pitch at Trenton 2 days ago. Went an inning, struck out one, didn't walk a batter. So you have the former 39th round pick of the Milwaukee Brewers behind the plate and the former 21st round pick of the Tampa Bay Rays on the mound. Wright at Florida Southern this year went 2-2 with a 2.35 ERA. 36 strikeouts to 20 walks. Gave up just 25 hits in 30 and two-thirds. Averaged 10.6 strikeouts per 9 innings. Collegiately, he pitched at Houston and Louisville before going to Florida Southern. He pitched in the Cape Cod League in 2019 with the Bourne Braves. He also has pitched in the MLB Draft League at both Mahoning Valley and West Virginia. And Wright was actually born in Kuwait City. Hometown is Orlando, but yeah, he was born in Kuwait City. So Kerry Wright, 6'4", 250-pound right-hander, 22 years of age, his second appearance with the Spikes. He inherits bases loaded and one out. And he'll face Patrick Lee. 414-foot home run to right center in the first and single to the left in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth. And the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Wright starts him out that time with a changeup. It's 0-1. Wind blowing to right now about 5-10. Wright stares in. Carey goes set. And the 0-1. Breaking ball in the inside corner again. That time a curveball. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. 5-2 State College. Top of the seventh inning. Bases loaded. One run in. Right goes set and carry to the plate. Outside, good purpose pitch that time. Another curveball. It's 1-2. Back here tomorrow night, LeVar Leap bobblehead. First 1,000 fans, fireworks from the field, presented by College Township. 1-2, right at the belt, to the plate. Way outside, good job by Marquez to backhand it. It's 2-2. With fastball at 88. And Sunday at 4:05, the Josiah Vieira jerseys. Off the back auction. 2-2 the count. Set by Wright with the bases loaded, one out, and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him, and that was a big strikeout right there for Kerry Wright. First strikeout of the ball game for Kerry Wright. Sixth of the night for the Spikes. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. More than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountainIndy.org. Now here's Anthony Hansen, 0-for-3 tonight. Popped out to short in the first to Leslie. Struck out swinging in the third, and then Contreras made a terrific catch on him in left field. That's outside for a ball. In the sixth, went running toward the line, and Contreras made a fine play to get to it. 1-0 the count. Bases loaded now, two outs. Right stares in. Carey now goes set at the belt. And to the plate. It's down low. Good job by Marquez to block it. 2-0 the count. So now you're at the point here, if you're right, can't really afford to go 3-0. I mean, can you? Yes, but you don't prefer it because it puts a lot of pressure on every other pitch after that. Need to throw a strike right here. 91 with that fastball, but it was in the dirt. Right, big deep breath. 6-4 right-hander goes set at the belt. And the 2-0. Checked it. 3-0. Inside and low. Five-two State College, but the bases are loaded with a 3-0 count on Hansen, who probably would be taking all the way here. Slight open stance, left-handed box. Right time, backs off, disengages, and now here we go again. Still 3-0. Hansen levels the bat. Wright waits. Delivers. Walked him on four pitches, and it's 5-3. Everybody up 90 feet on that. Two runs in the inning now, 5-3. West Virginia, which has a terrific offense. Really has a terrific offense. But in this inning, the key has been three walks. And here's Voorhees, who's 0-for-3. Has not got the ball out of the infield. Low and outside. Five misses in a row. Blackford comes over to talk to his guy from third base. Just a leadership moment by Braden. New teammate. Talks to him, runs back to third. 1-0 the count. This may be one of those, hey, look, trust your defense. We can get the guy. 1-0 the count. The pitch. That's wrapped foul at the plate. He went right at him that time with an 89-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-1 the count. It's probably what Blackford was talking about. He said, look, just attack the zone. We'll field it for you. 1-1 the count. Here's the set by Wright. 1-1. That's fouled to our right. Now it's a ball and two strikes as it sails to our right over the roof and out of play. 1-2 the count. 5-3 State College, top of the seventh. Bases loaded, two outs with a 1-2 count. And the pitch to Voorhees. Breaking ball right on the fists. It's 2-2. Little grumbling there from the crowd down below. 2-2 the count. Pitch was well inside, though. 2-2. Right. 2-2. Outside, full 3-2. Flirting with danger here with the bases loaded. The runners will all be moving on the pitch. Caleb Marquez signals to the infield. So from 1-2 to 3-2. Here's the set. And the pitch, the runners go. It's ball four, and another one walks home. It's 5-4. Four walks in the inning given up by the Spikes pitching staff. And another bases loaded walk for a run scored. Ninth hitter of the inning is Bobby Ledé. 2-for-3, and now a base hit will give West Virginia the lead. Right stairs and goes set. And the pitch. Low and outside. 1-0 the count. Look, just attack the zone. He hits it. Right goes set and delivers. That's foul, first base side over the screen, about five rows back beyond the Spikes dugout. It's 1-1. Bases are still loaded with two outs, three runs in. Spikes still have a 5-4 lead. But Ledé can give them a lead with a base hit to the outfield. Infield hit, no, but outfield hit, yes. The pitch in the air. Right field, DeRiggi is there. Brennan near the line, puts it away, and the inning is over. Nine come to the plate, and three score. They do so on two hits. Leave the bases loaded for the second time tonight. At the end of 6.5, seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark in State College, 5-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Leap into fun tomorrow at Medlar Field. The State College Spikes are home at 6:35 to face West Virginia, and the first 1,000 fans entering the ballpark get a LeVar Elite 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City. And after the game, the skies light up as you can watch fireworks from the field with a salute to 1998 theme presented by College Township. And don't forget the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medlar Field Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Logan Matthew leads it off here in the bottom of the seventh against Tristan Hudson. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Swing and a foul tip into the mid. It's 1-1. Matthew is 0-for-2 tonight with a strikeout and a fly out to right. 5-4 State College in the bottom of the seventh. Hudson, second inning of work, inside in the dirt. 2-1 the count on Logan. It'll be followed by Ryan Gardino. And then back to the top of the order and Peyton Harden. Matthew with two home runs. The pitch. High and wide. 3-1 to Logan. Gardino on deck. 5-4 State College. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hudson to the plate. Ball four, walked him. It's something that Matthew has done a lot of. Good eye for him. That's the 19th walk he's already had this season. And a leadoff walk to get things started in the bottom of the seventh inning. And here's Gardino, who doubled in two runs back in the fifth and scored a run himself. 1-for-2. And also struck out swinging in the third. Middle infield double play depth. Gardino fouls it to our left and just above the writer's box. To our left, it's 0-1. Tristan started him out that time with a changeup. Hudson goes set. Short lead by Matthew at first, and Hudson to the plate. At his line into left field, a base hit. Stopping at second will be Matthew. First two aboard here in the seventh inning for State College. Second hit of the night for Ryan Gardino. Here's Harden, who's 0-for-3. And here comes David Carpenter. I think he's going to take Tristan Hudson out. And Carp will go out there and see what he wants to do here. Usually the manager comes out, he makes the move. But David is also really, he's really the pitching coach. I know he's not listed as that. So I think he's just out there to talk. He's not going to get him. No, Ezekiel Carrera, he's the hitting coach on this team. But David Carpenter is both the manager and the pitching coach. And Carpenter with a long conversation. Now, what does Dave Tremblay want to do here? Tim Battle was talking to Peyton Harden. Do you want Harden to put down a bunt here? I'm sure that's something that David Carpenter talked about with the entire infield, about that possibility. Vuletich is on deck, and he's 2-for-3 tonight with a triple and a single. First and second, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, the pitch by Hudson. Squares to bunt, pulls back, it's 1-0. They had the rotation play on that time. Hanson charging from first, Lucier covering first. Voorhees charging from third, and Lede was going to cover third. Squares to bunt, pulls back again, it's 2-0. Again, they had the rotation play on. Two and all the count. And the pitch squares the bunt inside, 3-0. Hudson tugs at the cap. Tristan stares in. Goes set at the belt. 3-0. Squares the bunt again. Ball four. Walked him on four pitches. The bases are loaded. Moving to third is Logan Matthew, and on to second is Ryan Gardino, and here comes Zach Vuletich. Vuletich tripled to the nook in left center and scored in the first, bounced to second in the third, singled, knocked in a run, back in the fifth. Another multi-hit game for Zach Vuletich. Now he's got the bases loaded and nobody out. Spikes with a 5-4 lead here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Vuletich wielding that hot bat weights. Here's the pitch. And he checked it. He went around. So much for the hot bat. 0-1 the count. Wind blowing to right. Really picking up now. 10 to 15 miles an hour. Starching the flags in left center field. 0-1. That is fouled to our right into the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. It's 0-2. No balls at two strikes. Matthew is on third. Gardino on second. Harden is on first. Nobody out, but Vuletich in the hole. 0-2. Contreras on deck. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Good pitching by Tristan Hudson as he just took care of one of the hot hitters in the Spikes lineup. Third strikeout. of the ball game for Hudson. And David Carpenter will now take Tristan out. Good to see our old friend back out there. He gave the fans here a lot of great thrills last year. Class act, loves the game, loves his family, and I think he really enjoyed pitching here last year. And I know the fans enjoyed having him pitch here last year, including the 8 saves he picked up along the way. His mom's terrific, great family. Hudson will go an inning and a third, which is what Travis Cole did for the Spikes. Gave up 2 hits, so far 1 run, and walked 2 and struck out 3. And to the bullpen, West Virginia goes, and it's going to be lefty action here. I wonder if that's Bakke out there. Let's see. Got a couple of opportunities. Nathan Maddy out of Lamont, Illinois, and Florida Southern. He's a left-hander out of the bullpen. Madej. And then the other one, the other lefty out of the bullpen is John Bakke. John Bakke takes over. So it is Bakke. And he inherits bases loaded and 1 out. Bakke is making his 16th appearance. He's been terrific. 2-0 with a 2.40 ERA. 30 innings, only 21 hits. That's outstanding. 12 runs, 8 earned. Struck out 33, walk 10. He has hit 1. Opposing hitters only 193 against him. Bakke is out of Morehead State. Lives in Huntsville, Alabama. The 6'3", 215-pound left-hander takes over here with 1 out and the bases loaded in the bottom half of the 7th inning with the Spikes leading 5-4 with a chance for more. And Carlos Contreras, it'll be a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. So you've got back-to-back lefties coming to the plate in Contreras and Blackford. So David Carpenter goes for the percentage matchup. Strike to Contreras, 0-1 the count. Carlos is 0-2 tonight with a walk. Middle infield double play depth. Bases loaded, 1 out. Back he goes set. And delivers. Outside corner, it's 0-2. Breaking ball that time, good curveball. 0-2 the count of Contreras. He's driven in 26 this year, including a home run last night at Trenton. 0-2 the count. Bakke, the left-hander, works from the third base side and goes set. Delivers. Foul by Contreras to stay alive. Just above the lieutenant governor's box. No less. Still 0-2 on Carlos. Came into the night hitting 333. Bakke looks in, goes set. With the bases loaded, 1 out, the 0-2. Here it is. High chopper, picked up. They'll get a run out of it. They could not turn 2. And the Spikes increase their lead to 6-4. Contreras gets RBI number 27, scoring Matthew from third. Moving to third on the play is Gardino, and Peyton Harden now is at second. Here's Blackford, second and third with 2 outs. 0-2, knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly in the first. Flew to left in the fourth and flew to center in the sixth. Foul straight back to the bricks. Bounces back out to Bakke at the pitcher's mound. They'll throw that ball out. 0-1. So 6-4, the Spikes have done it again. Where West Virginia scores, and they come back and score in the bottom half of the inning. Second time it's happened tonight. Pitch. That's in there for a strike. Brayden in the hole, 0-2. Josh Leslie on deck. Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-4 State College. Lafferty can drive in two here with a hit. The pitch. Outside and low, 1-2 the count. You have plenty of speed out there with Gardino at third, and Harden can flat out fly at second. A base hit scores two. The 1-2. Inside and low, 2-2 on Braden. Blackford, big deep breath. Taps each spike, right foot first, left foot second. Back in the box. Windmills the bat, now levels the bat. Open stance. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. That's on the ground, but the second. Lucier is there, throws to first in time. And West Virginia gets out of the jam. But the spikes do get a run. They do so on a hit. They leave two. And at the end of seven full, 6-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Top half of the eighth inning. Spikes now with a 6-4 lead. Jeremy Wright goes back to work for the Spikes on the mound, and he will face Tyler Dellerman, Noah Lucier, and Errol Torres. 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order against Kerry Wright here in the eighth inning. Wind up and the delivery, and that's a strike. Kerry's one of those who, when he... We talk about a guy winding up, the traditional bring the glove over the head wind up. That's what he does. Oh, and won the count on Dellerman, who is 2-for-3 tonight. Swing and a foul tip. Back to the bricks. It's 0-2. Kerry Wright out of Orlando, Florida. Trying to negotiate the spikes through this eighth inning with a 6-4 lead. Winds and delivers. Outside 1-2. Purpose pitch that time from Kerry. Right, his 1-2. Great breaking ball for a strike three called. He froze him that time for a strikeout of the night. Second strikeout of the night for Kerry Wright. That one he gets looking. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our great team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Noah Lucier, 1-for-3, doubled and scored back in the seventh. He's also struck out and wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play. The pitch. Outside corner with a fastball. For a strike, it is 0-1. Wind now blowing to right about 5-10. It's backed off just a bit. Wright stares in with one out. Bases clean here in the top of the eighth inning. 6-4 State College. And the 0-1. Outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. DeRiggi shallow and right. Harden in a couple of steps in center. A little deeper and left is Contreras. 1-1 the count. And Lucier fouls it over the screen to our right to the concourse. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes the count. One, two. Right. Love over the head. Now to the plate. Checked it. Got away. It's ball four. Strike three. They throw to first and got him. Good job by Marquez. The ball got away and he got the strikeout. And that's three strikeouts now for Kerry Wright. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. You can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at mymountainindyhealth.com. Three strikeouts for Kerry Wright. Harold Torres to the plate, 1-for-3. Single to right in the third. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Grounded out to short but knocked in a run in the seventh. That pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. Two outs, base is empty now. Torres bats from the right side. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-0. I'll say this, the Marquez throw the first was a really good throw on the strikeout. That ball got away. That was about a 115-foot throw for the catcher. 2-0. There's a strike. Slider that time. 2-1. Contreras deeper and left. DeRiggi shallow and right. Harden in a couple of steps in center. Infield back. The pitch. In tight. 3-1 the count. Blackford a couple of steps toward the line at third. 6-4 State College, top of the eighth inning. Two outs, base is empty. 3-1 the count on Torres, the catcher. Marquez sets up inside. Here's the delivery by Wright. Right down the heart. I don't know why Torres was thinking about going to first. That was the textbook down the middle at the belt. 3-2 the count. 89 with that fastball from Carey. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. He strikes out the side. Four strikeouts for Kerry Wright. 1-2-3 go the Bears in the eighth inning. 6-4 State College to the bottom half of the eighth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Spikes with a 6-4 lead. They will send to the plate Josh Leslie, Brendan DeRiggi, and Caleb Marquez. 5, 6, and 7 in the Spikes batting order. here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Black Bears have taken John Bakke out, the left-hander, after his going two-thirds. And Jarrett Miller takes over on the mound. So Jarrett Miller, 14th appearance, 2-0 with a 5.09 ERA. 17 and two-thirds, 18 hits, 10 runs, all earned. He has struck out 20, walked 6. That's excellent. But he's also hit 4. Opposing hitters 265 against him. So he's hit 4, and he's uncorked 3 wild pitches. It's a big number. So here's Jarrett Miller. And he faces Leslie. And the pitch to Josh. It's fouled to the plate. It's 0-1. Leslie tonight is 1-for-4, singled, stole a base, and scored in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-3. Oh, and one the count. That's in tight. 1-1. Spikes would love to get one more here in the eighth inning just to give themselves a little bit of a cushion. Right-handed action in the bullpen for the Spikes. Kerry Wright's done his job. 1-1. In tight, 2-1. Ty Buckner did pitch last night. And the 2-1. 3-1 to Leslie. Dorigi on deck. Mentioned how that wind has kicked up a little bit from time to time. Right now, it's backed off a little bit, and it's blowing toward right as it has the entire night. 3-1 the count, and here is the pitch. There's a strike. It goes full on Josh Leslie. Leslie with his 1-for-3 tonight. He's hitting .338. 3-2. And the pitch. Called strike 3, and Leslie thought it was ball 4. First strike out of the ball game for Jarrett Miller. And here's Brendan Dorigi, 1-for-2 tonight. Singled and scored in the fifth. He's also struck out swinging. That was back in the sixth. He walked in the second. 6-4 State College, bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch. Add is on the ground to short. Ladato is left, picks it up, throws in the dirt. He's going to be safe. That'll be an E6. Hanson tried to dig it out. He could not. And Dorigi is safe. Here's Caleb Marquez, his first appearance tonight. Knocked in a run yesterday. Home run, 10 knocked in for him. He's hitting .245. And the first pitch to him is a strike. It's 0-1. No balls and one strike the count. That's foul, first base side. Chance at the dugout. No, it bounces. He couldn't quite get to it. Hanson gave it a good effort, but could not reel it in. Ty Buckner is the righty warming in the Spikes pen. Again, Ty did pitch last night, a scoreless inning at Trenton. Struck out 1, hit 1. 0-2, the count of Marquez with new life. The pitch. Call strike 3, got him. So that's the second strikeout. Good breaking ball that time. And here's Logan Matthews, 0-for-2. He walked and scored back in the seventh. Boy, this would be one of those situations you'd love to see 55 right here. Double nickels put it out. He's got that big swing. The pitch. And it gets away, and DeRicky's going to get the second base. That's going to be a pass ball. So now a base hit can get that all-important seventh run in. Spikes right now with a two-run lead. You'd love to make it three, and Matthew has a chance with his 12th RBI to do just that. So DeRicky's on second with two outs, reaching on an error and going to second on a pass ball. 1-0. Up high and away to Logan, 2-0. Gardino's had a terrific night's on deck. Got two hits. Double and a single. Knocked in two. 2-0 to Matthew. Here it is. There's a strike right down the heart. Fastball at 89. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Miller to the plate. That is looped. Left field. Playable. Went back. Now comes in. And McIntosh puts it away to end the inning. So we go to the top of the ninth inning. 6-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Leap into fun tomorrow at Medlar Field. The State College Spikes are home at 6:35 to face West Virginia, and the first 1,000 fans entering the ballpark get a LeVar Leap 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City. And after the game, the skies light up as you can watch fireworks from the field with a salute to 1998 theme presented by College Township. And don't forget, the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medlar Field Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Fans of Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Carey Wright, inning and two-thirds, no runs, no hits, struck out four, walk two, gives way now to Ty Buckner. Buckner, 3-2 with a 2.08 ERA and five saves on the season, and this is a save situation. 43 strikeouts and nine walks, nearly 5-1. He pitched last night at Trenton, going an inning, striking out one, hitting one. This is his 23rd appearance, 25 innings, only 11 runs, 7 of them earned, just 16 hits in the 25 innings with the 43 strikeouts, the 9 walks, and he has hit 3. Ty Buckner aiming for save number 6 here in the opening game of this 3-game weekend set. He will face 9-1-2, Cam Ridley, Blaine McIntosh, and Patrick Lee. Ridley is 0-2 tonight. Fielder's choice, stole a base in the third. Flew to center in the fifth. In the seventh, he walked and scored and stole a base there as well. So Buckner stares in. He's run right about 91, 92 with that fastball the last couple of weeks. Let's see what he does here. At the letters and tie to the plate. Right down the heart, 92 with the fastball. It's 0-1. Buckner out of St. Louis, Missouri. Pitched at Gonzaga. Here's the pitch. squares the bunt. That's a strike popped in the fastball again at 92. It's 0-2. 2018, he pitched with Harwich, the Harwich Mariners in the Cape Cod League at beautiful White House Field. He said White House Field is the finest field he pitched on during his days working his way to this point. That's a broken bat. Back to Buckner at the mound. Throws to first in time. One up and one down here in the ninth inning. McIntosh is 0-2. Struck out swinging in the first. Hit by a pitch in the third. Bounced out to second in the fifth. Walked in the seventh. Buckner stretches out those arms. He's come back from two major injuries in his career and has been terrific this summer for State College. Goes set and the pitch. McIntosh backs away from that 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Inside, it's 1-0. 6-4 State College. 4-8-2 for West Virginia. 6-7-1 for State College. Buckner at the letters, 1-0. Breaking ball on the ground. Backhanded, picked up by Matthew. Wheels to first. Buckner race to the bag. Got there in time. And the spikes are to the doorstep. Fabulous play by Matthew. And a great job by Buckner to get to the bag against a guy that can move. Two outs. Spikes to the doorstep on this Friday night. Patrick Lee homered in the first, solo shot to right, 414 feet. Single to left in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth, struck out swinging in the seventh. He's 2-for-4. Buckner been involved in both plays in the field. To the plate, outside for a ball. 92 with that opening fastball, it's 1-0. Buckner stares in. At the belt, tie to the plate. Breaking ball for a strike. The master of the handlebar mustache drops in that curveball. It's 1-1. Tie with that four-seam fastball, that slider, that change, the curveball he just dropped in there was a beauty. 1-1. Yeah, he went around. No doubt he went around. That's a strike. You don't even have to appeal that one. It's 1-2. Ty Buckner stares in. Base is empty, two outs. Looking to close the deal. Low and outside, it's 2-2. 2-2 the count. Fans standing here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Trying to finish it off right here. The 2-2 on its way. It's foul, first base side. Drifting to the concourse near Bergatopia and out of play. It's still 2-2. Throw that ball out of there. Get a new one in. Buckner will rub up that baseball as he stalks to the back of the hill. Now he'll set on the slab. He works from the center of it. Lee bats on the right side. 2-2. High set. Looking to finish it. It's outside. It's full 3-2. Important to finish it here. The tying runs on deck. 6-4 State College here in the top of the ninth inning. 3-2. Low and outside, ball four. So Lee's aboard. And here comes Hansen, who is 0-for-3. Hansen popped a short in the first, struck out swinging in the third. Contreras made a terrific running catch on him in the sixth, and then walked with the bases loaded to knock in a run in the seventh. 6-4 State College. Hansen bats from the left side. Matthew plays behind Lee at first. Buckner, there goes Lee. Check swing, it's a ball. Lee will take second base. 1-0 the count. The key, get the hitter. Doesn't matter if Lee's running around. Buckner now time. Backs off, recalibrates. Two outs, Lee on second. Hanson the tying run at the plate here in the top of the ninth inning. Marquez, of course, now Buckner's operating with a runner on second, so he and Marquez want to make sure on indicators are on the right page. They'll talk it over here. Marquez jogs back in behind the plate. 1-0 the count on Hanson. 6-4 State College. Two outs. Top of the ninth. Lee is on second. Hanson waits in the left-handed box. Buckner at the letters to the plate. That's down low, 2-0. Caught the plate, but low. 2-0 the count. Buckner delivers. In there for a strike, it's 2-1. Fastball at 92 that time. Two balls and a strike. Buckner glances at second. And they would have had him picked off. They had him all over the place, but Leslie and Vuletic are playing their spots and weren't covering. Can't blame them with two outs. Leslie is a couple of steps toward the bag at second. Against the left-handed hitter. 2-1. That sliced down the left field line, but foul into the West Virginia bullpen. And now the spikes are to the doorstep again. 2-2 the count. Fans begin to rise here at Medlar Field, Lebrano Park. Buckner stares into Marquez. Hanson levels the bat. Buckner, high set at the letters, glance at second. 2-2. That's down the left field line, slicing foul again. The one hop the West Virginia bullpen this time. It's still 2-2. Lee took off that time. He's already reached second on defensive indifference. And by the way, for Buckner, that was a 93-mile-per-hour fastball, his top-out number of the night. Ty stares in. Hanson levels the bat. Lee leads off second, two outs. The pitch. Called strike three. Got him. Spikes take the opening game of a three-game weekend set, beating West Virginia 6-4. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain in the Elf. With My Mountain in the Elf, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountainInTheElf.com. So the Spikes needed to win tonight and did. 6-4, the final. Joel, head downstairs and talk with our player of the game in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, Headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services,
right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Spikes won it. Spikes won it 6-4, opening game of this three-game set. And the numbers for the Spikes in tonight's game, as they get 6 runs on 7 hits in this one and 1 error. Spikes in the ball game left only 5. West Virginia, on the other hand, had 4 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors in the game. And West Virginia left 8 on base. Xander Levin's now 3-0 on the year. Ty Buckner gets his 6th save. Trey Cruz takes the loss. He's 1-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 49 minutes before 2,682. Joe Putnam's downstairs with our player of the game.
That's right. I'm down here with Zach Vuletich, who had another multi-hit game. Zach, your 9th in 19 games with the Spikes. You actually won MLB Draft League Player of the Week honors last week, but you're right back at it again. What's been the key for you here after a somewhat slow start to the year?
Oh, you know, just trying to put a good swing on balls, help the team win. Really just trying to get on base, and I'm at the top of the lineup, so that's my role right now.
Of course, you've been behind some great pitchers and some great pitching tonight. Started with Xander Levin. Ty Buckner finished it out. What's it like to play behind those guys and the rest of the pitching staff?
Fires me up, man. They're doing their job, and we played a good game of baseball tonight, and I'm glad that they were able to be in the zone and attack. And, you know, the outcome is what we wanted, and I'm fortunate.
How much did the crowd help you guys out tonight?
Oh, it's awesome. You know what? I love you guys, man. Thank you, everyone. The Big Mac batter's big. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
A successful venture on the Big Mac, the McDonald's strikeout guy. Zach, a successful venture for you and the Spikes, and a victory tonight against the first-place team in the MLB Draft League second half. Congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
Zach Vuletich here as the Spikes take a 6-4 victory. Of course, we've got Kids Run the Bases coming up here. Ball launch tomorrow night, though. Big night at the ballpark. First 1,000 fans get the LeVar Leap 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City. Plus, tomorrow night after the game, fireworks from the field presented by College Township on a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery with baseball bingo as well. You could be one of the 10 winners to get your name entered into the drawing for the 55-inch big screen smart TV that you can see displayed at the Giant Customer Service Center. That drawing will take place of all the baseball bingo winners throughout the season next Saturday, the 26th of August. But tomorrow night, another edition of Baseball Bingo, fireworks from the field, the LeVar Leap bobblehead giveaway, all coming up tomorrow night, 6:35, Spikes take on West Virginia. But for right now, we'll send it back upstairs.
Thanks so much, Joe. Spikes win at 6-4. Final totals in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ann, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable.
Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Leap into fun tomorrow at Medler Field. The State College Spikes are home at 6:35 to face West Virginia, and the first 1,000 fans entering the ballpark get a LeVar Elite 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City. And after the game, the skies light up as you can watch fireworks from the field with a salute to 1998 theme presented by College Township. And don't forget the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Spikes take the opening game of the three-game weekend set, beating West Virginia 6-4. Six runs, seven hits, an error. The Spikes left five. West Virginia, four runs, eight hits, two errors, and the Bears left eight. Xander Lovin gets the win. He's 3-0 on the year. Ty Buckner gets his sixth save. Trey Cruz takes the loss. He's 1-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 49 minutes before 2,682. The Spikes now have drawn 85,280 on the season. Game two of this three-game weekend set tomorrow night. Baseball bingo tomorrow night. Fireworks from the field courtesy of College Township tomorrow night. And also the LeVar Leap. We're celebrating the 25th anniversary of it tomorrow with the LeVar Leap bobblehead. First 1,000 fans will get that. We can't wait to see you here at the ballpark tomorrow night. And don't forget about the Josiah Vieira jerseys and the off-the-back jersey auction on Sunday when the Spikes take on West Virginia. That will be at 4:05. But tomorrow night, 6:35, Spikes go for the second win of the series, trying to climb further up the standings as we hit the stretch run. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.